proclamation number 4979 dated the October 4th, 1950. Third, fourth, fifth and sixth commandment. You shall keep the Sabbath day holy. Single quote, this commandment is meant to make you conscious of the fact that you are indebted to me, that earthly life was given to you for a specific purpose, that you should sincerely strive to make contact with me, that you should cross the bridge to me, that you should leave the world behind and, through contemplation, heartfelt prayer and silent dialogue with me, move yourselves into the spiritual kingdom. That you thus keep a true Sabbath day, that you take a period of rest from the rushing and racing of the world, in which you certainly live but which should not turn you into slaves. In me alone should you recognize your Lord, and it is me whom you should serve, and thus you should frequently stop for an hour of rest, when your thoughts are with me, even when you perform your earthly duty and are constantly active. The more you can detach yourselves from the earthly world, the more often you connect with me in thought, the more convincingly will you recognize me as your God and Father of eternity, and thus, by fulfilling this commandment of keeping the Sabbath day holy, you once again simply fulfill the commandment of love for me. But your love shall also apply to your neighbor. Who, however, is your neighbor? All people with whom you come into contact, your love shall belong to all of them. When Roman 1, through Moses, gave people the Ten Commandments, it was necessary to make people particularly aware of their mistakes and bad habits, because their love had grown cold for all people in their surroundings. Even the children no longer practiced love. It was a state of wickedness, depravity, and selfishness. For this reason, the commandment of love for your neighbor had to be presented to them in every detail. They ignored all divine order, and thus they had to be given several commandments which, indeed, are all included in the commandment of love for your neighbor, but which also need to be observed by people today if they don't want to infringe against love. You shall honor your parents, offer them the love of a child, and always be obedient to them. You should always remember that they, with selfless love, are preparing you to become human beings and thus enable you to live earthly life for the purpose of higher development, that they were given this task by me, that you should thus repay the innate love they give to you and which is motivating them to physically and psychologically take care of you. You owe them your life and thus should honor them and return their care for you until the end of their life. Then Roman 1, 2, will look upon you with pleasure and give you my love, because by loving your parents you show a warm and loving heart which will also love me, once it has recognized me as the eternal Father from whom all living creations emerged, who he wants to shape into his rightful children. Only love will turn you into my children, and anyone who loves and honors his parents will also love the Heavenly Father and be blessed by him. Amen. 4th of the 10th, 1950. You shall not kill. Single quote, this commandment also fulfills itself if your neighbor is looked upon with love. Because love will never damage him and even less endeavor to take his life. It does not merely concern the human being's life on earth which the heartless person intends to take. It concerns the opportunity of development which can only successfully change the human being into a child of God on earth. You therefore burden yourselves with an irresponsibly severe guilt when you violate a human being's life, when you forcibly end it and by doing so unlawfully rob the soul of my gift of grace. You are committing a double sin, against your neighbor as well as against me, as in fact every offense against the commandment of love for other people is an offense against your love for me, because you also indirectly refuse to love me, who created your neighbor. to end an earthly life should never be endorsed, even if honorable motives give cause to it. Because once again it is decisive that the soul only receive the body's life for the purpose of higher development. You should not consider earthly life, the life of the body, as the most important and consequently only take the body's life into account. But far less should you deem earthly life so unimportant that you think you may end it arbitrarily. The person who unlawfully takes another person's life will be pursued by an inconceivable vindictiveness on earth and even in the spiritual kingdom, and, furthermore, due to such acts of hatred and heartlessness he will lapse into deepest darkness himself, for he will have devoted himself to Satan, who, in order to prevent all higher development, endeavors to destroy the life that I awakened. He has transferred his willingness to sin to the person and thus has used him to commit an evil act which, however, the person could have refused to commit of his own free will. He was not forced to sin. But when earthly rulers bring force to bear, when a human being acts in self-defense in order to protect his own life, when his inner being resists an act of most blatant heartlessness and yet is unable to oppose earthly law, the attitude of the person acting against this commandment will always be taken into account. However, if the person violates the commandment wholeheartedly, he will be held fully responsible because he ignores my commandment of love and belongs to my adversary. Amen. Third, fourth, fifth and sixth commandment. You shall not commit adultery. Single quote. This area is particularly significant because it incorporates everything in relation to carnal desires. It concerns the sensual orientation, the active expression on the sexual level. Indeed, I myself gave the rite for this with the words, "Be fruitful and multiply." Single quote. I myself created humanity such that the bodies of a man and a woman long to unite. Nevertheless, the final purpose of the latter is just procreation. And since the human being has free will, it is up to him to control himself or to fully express himself without self-control. What on one hand is blessed by me can, on the other hand, be a most welcome opportunity for the adversary to entice the person into sin, although he will always be conscious of it because every sexual activity, every fulfillment of carnal lust pulls the human being down and even places him below the animal, which only acts out its instinct in accordance with natural law. But the human being has his freedom of will because he should learn to control himself, because he should suppress his body in order to help the soul to ascend. The sensual instincts are the greatest obstacle for the spiritualization of the soul. And yet I created the human being such that carnal desire can pester him greatly if he allows himself to be controlled by it, if he has no will to resist the temptations which are always caused by my adversary. The commandment I gave to you, not to commit adultery, is a serious one. And adultery is every impure way of life which in truth signifies an unlawful conduct against my law of order, a misuse of the natural process of procreation for the purpose of awakening human life. Two people should find each with other pure, unselfish love, and a subsequent conception as a result of such love will never be a sin because it complies with my eternal law of order. However, all sensual passion without love is of utmost danger for the soul, which will lapse into spiritual darkness and only with utmost difficulty will be able to lift itself out of it. Carnal desire is selfish love to the highest degree, which stifles all unselfish love for a fellow human being, because nothing is sacred to such a person. He does not honor and respect his fellow human being but merely takes advantage of him. He takes what does not belong to him, and thus sins against the commandment of love for one's neighbor in many different ways. Anyone whose soul genuinely endeavors to ascend also knows that he should not enjoy life entirely uninhibited, because he will feel that his soul is pulled down and that it will have to make an incredible effort in order to lift itself up again. A right kind of marriage will never find my disapproval, or I would not have created humanity to reproduce itself. However, boundaries can easily be exceeded, and every excess is a breach of the marriage wanted by me through natural law. The coexistence of man and woman for the purpose of humanity's reproduction. But I know people's nature. I know the weakness of will and my adversary's extremely powerful influence. I do not condemn those who sin, but I am giving them the commandment for their own benefit, and anyone who follows it will also love me and his neighbor. He will travel the path of ascent easier than those who give free rein to their bodily instincts at the expense of their soul. Amen.